From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Many stranded air passengers across Europe were able to get flights today as planes took to the skies. Eleanor Beardsley reports that whether you could get on an airplane depended a lot on where you were stuck.
Passengers at Heathrow Airport couldn't get out as the airspace over the United Kingdom was closed most of the day. But at Paris's Charles de Gaulle Airport, things were humming. Thousands of passengers were relieved to get flights on the fifth day of disruptions across the continent because of a volcanic cloud from Iceland. Under pressure from airlines, European authorities have designated three flight zones, one near the volcano that will remain closed, a second that is subject to restrictions, and a third ash-free area where flights may resume normally. Alexandra Hartness says she's glad to finally go home, even though being stuck in Paris was no hardship.
I'm going to San Francisco. I'm just trying to get across the pond. And we're trapped in paradise. And I'm not getting any sympathy from home.
On Wednesday, Air France says it will operate 100% of its long-haul flights out of Paris. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
London's Heathrow was able to open earlier this evening. Airbus parent company EADS is now saying it plans to compete directly with Boeing for a military refueling plane project worth as much as $50 billion. Though many analysts say European aerospace firm will most likely face an uphill battle, given that its version, which relies on the A330, is larger and more expensive to operate than a version made by Boeing based on the 767. This marks the third attempt by the Air Force to replace its aging tanker fleet. The mother of an American citizen in jail in Pakistan says prosecutors are fabricating evidence against her son and four other men accused of terrorist activity. NPR's Jamie Terabay has more.
Amal Khalifa says her son, 22-year-old dental student Rami Zamzam, went to Pakistan as a tourist. But he and his four traveling companions were quickly arrested and charged with planning terrorist attacks in Pakistan. Last week, prosecutors in Pakistan claimed the five men had contacted Pakistani militants, the Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. But Zamzam's mother says the Pakistani police sent those emails themselves.
So when they bring it up in the court, the boys ask the judge to look for the date. And the date was the day after the boys been arrested, which is big hole in the case.
The five men from Northern Virginia are denying all the charges. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
Well, a 72% drop in quarterly profits isn't usually cause for celebration. Motorcycle maker Harley Davidson actually posted better than expected earnings. The current economic downturn has hit the U.S. company's domestic sales hard. However, Milwaukee-based Harley says international sales were down just 2.8%. Higher than expected earnings from Goldman Sachs, along with higher energy shares, helped boost stocks today. The Dow was up 25 points to close at 11,117. The Nasdaq was up 20 points. This is NPR. After President Obama declared high seas piracy an extraordinary threat last week, there is now confusion over whether companies with U.S. interests are allowed to pay ransoms to get their vessels and crew members freed. That comes as Somali pirates hijacked three Thai vessels on Sunday, taking a total of 77 crew members hostage. It's the furthest extension yet into Asia by the pirate group, which commandeered the ship some 1,200 miles east of Somalia in the Indian Ocean. The president of the Colorado Rockies Major League Baseball team was found dead in a hotel room this morning. NPR's Jeff Brady reporting from Denver says Kelly McGregor apparently died of natural causes, and police say the death does not appear suspicious.
McGregor was 48 years old and reportedly in top physical shape. The death has stunned the Rockies baseball team. In a written statement, Chairman and CEO Charlie Monfort said, quote, "Words cannot describe the level of shock and disbelief that we all are feeling." The team says McGregor was in Salt Lake City with Monfort and another executive on a business trip. A spokesman for the Salt Lake City Police Department told the Associated Press that McGregor was discovered in a hotel room this morning and couldn't be revived. The case has been turned over to the medical examiner's office. McGregor has been with the Rockies for 17 seasons. He managed day-to-day operations until he was named president in 2001. He leaves behind a wife and four children. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.
One reason for the existence of the school lunch program was to help undernourished kids catch up. Now some retired U.S. military officials say some kids have apparently more than caught up. More than a quarter of those 17 to 24 are now said to exceed military fitness requirements in terms of weight. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.